cooking spoons. Mm-hmm. You're taking stuff, your meal, and it better if you put an egg or two in.
Eggs and onions and meal.
Uh-huh, and a little black pepper. Stir it all up there. And then take, and you got to put a little, usually a little fries and stuff of some kind. Mm-hmm. Baking powder to make them rise, you know, yeah. Not to be flat and hard. And I use just a small tablespoonful of flour, you know, to make them stick. If you don't, they'll
come out. Yeah. That's what you do when you're frying them.
Well, this
kind of
self-rising meal now, you would have to put
it. No, if you had self-rising, you wouldn't.
But I was talking about how I used to make
corn dodgers. Now, this is corn dodgers.
That's what we're talking about.
Now, you said something about cooking them in the turnip.
Greens.
Just like, I mean, you dropped them in the oil in greens.
You have plenty of juice in your greens, you know.
Looks like you're making chicken and dumping. Yeah. This would be turnip greens with cornbread already in it.
And now
I'm gonna make some.
A lot of people do that. This is Miss Hill right up here. She done that last.
Well, do you have fried cornbread on top of the stove?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Call that hokey.
Okay. All right. And you used to make it in pones. Now you don't cook it in pones anymore. You have cooked cornbread now.
Yeah, I don't cook it in pones now.
Yeah,
but I tell you the way I do. Sometimes I cook me a hoe cake. I got an unfried skillet, what some people call it, but I call it frying pan. Mm-hmm. And these other thin ones, it don't cook as good. It cooks through and through in the skillet by cooking it slow, you know. Mm-hmm. Put your grease in there and clean it.
Batter.
You
cook it on top of the stove in the oven.
Uh-huh. Well, you can cook it but I mostly cook it on the top.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you call bread that's not made at home that you buy at the store?
Well, call that light bread.
You say low bread or light bread?
Well, now there's some of it that you buy, you need some red big bones to call that light bread. Mm-hmm. And you know stick? Well, it's kind of wheat bread. Mm-hmm. And they call that loaf bread that they just make it on you. Mm-hmm. But this, they call here the old timey.
Yeah, I know, I bought you some of that.
And it's good. Mm-hmm. It's harder than this loaf bread. Mm-hmm. And you slice it, and you cook it any way you want. Mm-hmm. And it's good. My daughter, she loves that. Mostly like what he said he liked.
The whole wheat pan. Mm-hmm.
I like to do.
What kind of food, like a bread or a cookie, is cooked in deep fat and round with a hole in the middle?
Them nice donuts.
Donuts, you ever make any?
Yeah, I make them some, used to. Yeah. I used to have a little pan that I cooked in. But when I went home with my daughter, I lost all my stuff. I had to buy some stump out. Mm-hmm.
You broke up housekeeping in this house one time.
I went up downstairs to her 3 months. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stay anymore. I take me. Rented me a trailer. You can rent them here, and then when you unload them, you can leave them up down. Mm-hmm. And then somebody coming down this way, they'll send them back. Loaded. It. And so, I moved my bed up there that I get $100 of cash. And it was on sale. The doctor wanted me to have me and Mr. Moore both at my husband's place. And me and him slept here in this room, and the bed set just like it is now. And so I carried him up there, my bed, and my trunk, and all my bed clothes, but just enough for my bed, you know. And then I had 9 brand new blankets in my trunk.